Roland didn't know. What he did know was that the cave was a mason, a war chest. Below them, men were making war on the tower which the Lion of Eld was sworn to protect. He and his Tet would fall upon them by surprise, and with these war tools they would smite and smite until their enemies lay with their boots pointed to the sky. Or until theirs did.
"Maybe he explains on one of the tapes he left us," Jake said. He had engaged the safety of his new Cobra automatic and tucked it away in the shoulder bag with the remaining arisers. Susanna had also helped herself to one of the Cobras after twirling it around her finger a time or two, like Annie Oakley. "Maybe he does," she said, and gave Jake a smile. It had been a long time since Susanna had felt so physically well, so not Preg. Yet her mind was troubled, or perhaps it was her spirit. Eddie was holding up a piece of cloth that had been rolled into a tube and tied with three hanks of string.
"That guy Ted said he was leaving us a map of the prison camp. Bet this is it. Anyone besides me want to look?"
They all did. Jake helped Eddie to unroll the map. Brodigan had warned them it was rough, and it surely was. Really no more than a series of circles and squares. Susanna saw the name of the little town, Pleasantville, and thought again of Ray Bradbury. Jake was tickled by the crude compass where the mapmaker had added a question mark beside the letter N. While they were studying this hastily rendered example of cartography, a long and wavering cry rose in the murk outside. Eddie, Susanna, and Jake looked around nervously. Oi raised his head from his paws, gave a low, brief growl, then put his head back down again and appeared to go to sleep.
"Hell with you, bad boy. I'm with my homies and I ain't a scared."
"What is it?"
Eddie asked.
"A coyote? A jackal?"
"Some kind of desert dog," Roland agreed absently.